This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. This next guy was on The Voice last year. He was part of Team Joel, done very, very well, making the top five, I believe, top eight. He is back with his debut EP, which is in stores right now. Welcome, Ben Hazelwood.
Hello, how's it going?
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going really well.
Good to have you in. Now, it's been quite a ride for you this past year. You're on The Voice, the biggest show on TV, impacted the music charts, and so many reality TV shows. Why The Voice?
I chose to go on The Voice because I feel like it had a sense of credibility for artists who had kind of been working in the industry before jumping into a reality TV show. So, you know, I feel like they let you kind of create yourself as an artist, and that was taken more seriously than other shows. So that's kind of why I chose to do it. And it was the first season of something new and exciting.
Yeah. Now, like me, you're from New Zealand.
Yep.
And when did you first discover music was going to be your life?
I think I had known from a very early age, around probably, you know, 4 or 5. So I grew up, you know, singing and dancing. And yeah, I kind of knew that I wanted to take it very seriously when I was like 14, when I started writing music myself.
People know you from The Voice here in Australia, but in New Zealand, they know you from New Zealand Idol. Because when you were a young 17-year-old, you were on New Zealand Idol. What was that experience like for you?
That experience was, it was fun. It was a lot different to The Voice. It was obviously in New Zealand, so it was a lot smaller. But, it was
a good learning experience.
I think that kind of showed me that, you know, I definitely want to do this as a career. So it kind of gave me a bit of, you know,
you then moved confidence. Overseas, and yep. You were in the boy band at one stage, were you?
I was in a boy band. I refer to that as a man band.
Right, called the Scheme.
Yeah.
And do you remember the boy band moves? You know.
No, we weren't a dancing boy band.
Okay.
We were given the nickname.
You're more human nature.
That's why I said like man band, because we played instruments as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a pop boy band.
So you're no One Direction.
No, we weren't.
Now, getting back to The Voice, you were on Team Joel last year. He is an international star. He is married to a famous reality star as well. A huge learning experience. What did he teach you?
He taught me a lot, not really a lot about my singing ability or anything like that, but he just taught me a lot about the industry and, you know, the fact that it's really tough and you have to work hard. And he just really stressed the point to me that, you know, writing your own music is really where you need to be focusing all of your energy and just making that kind of, you know, your craft and just making that the best part of yourself. Yeah.
My special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show, Mr. Ben Hazelwood from The Voice. Now, Ben, stick around, plenty more to talk about, including your new EP.
Mm-hmm.
A track from it, which sort of grabbed me pretty much straight away, was this one. It's Paradise Calling on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Ben Hazelwood, and you're tuned into Joy 94.9.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. My special guest this morning is singer-songwriter Ben Hazelwood. He was from The Voice last year, made quite an impact on Team Joel. Now, Ben, since The Voice, you've been recording and songwriting songs for your new EP, which is out right now. It's called Loveless.
Yep.
What direction did you decide to go in with this project?
I think this is the project that I kind of just wanted to sit down and write as much as I could. I kind of had a lot to say at the time, and so I just wrote as much as I possibly could. I ended up writing over 65 songs, and I didn't really have a direction, but after that we kind of compiled all of them together and we found the kind of direction of the EP after
now,
they were
before
written.
The break, we played a song called Paradise Calling, which for me stood out as a radio friendly track straight away. Tell us about that track.
That was a song that's about just kind of being in a relationship and kind of knowing that they're going to be waiting for you wherever they are and kind of missing that time that you had together. And we went to Samoa quite recently to film the video for that track. So the video clip's all done and ready to go for that one. So
I'm
excited to release. I'm not too sure at this stage. Soon though, yeah.
Now, 65 songs. How did you try and get it down to 6 for the EP?
It was really difficult. I mean, we had so many songs that, you know, there's a lot of songs that I wanted to be on the EP, you know, that my management wanted to be on the EP that we had to unfortunately miss out. But, you know, hopefully this does really well and then we can extend the EP into an album and there'll be some more tracks that will come out very soon.
I mean, obviously you'll play tracks to family and friends. I remember on The Voice last year, your brothers came over to surprise you, which is a cool moment. So playing tracks to your family and friends, they can give you some honest feedback. Was you quite nervous playing those tracks to your family?
No, my family and friends, like the inner circle, always really supportive and they kind of have a good ear for, you know, music and stuff. My dad's a musician, so getting his feedback constantly on what I'm writing and is really kind of good. So
finally, Ben, the EP is out this week. It's called Loveless on online.
Yep.
And what's up for you the rest of the year?
Well, I'm just obviously promoting this EP at the moment and I'm just going to continue writing and hopefully just keep releasing music that people seem to be enjoying. So
now the debut EP from Mr. Ben Hazelwood is online right now. You can catch Ben alongside Rachel Leichhardt tonight at the Glen Shopping Centre from 7 p.m. You can also follow Ben on Facebook and Twitter to search for Ben Hazelwood. Thank you so much for coming in, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
A fellow Kiwi, you've got to support fellow Kiwis. Now, this next track is your choice, so you can just choose. I just had it penciled in Loveless.
Okay.
So do you want to go for Loveless, the title track?
Oh, let's do it, yeah.
Can you introduce it? That'd be great.
Hey, this is Ben Hazelwood, and you're listening to my new track, Loveless. My heart's in such a mess. Now I've got nothing left. You left me so loveless. I fight to carry on. These scars won't make me strong. You left me so loveless.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.